VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. More than 800 people are confirmed dead following the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia over the weekend. Officials are worried that the death toll will increase sharply, possibly into the thousands, and there are fears that a large number of people are buried under the debris of a hotel in the city of Palu. Associated Press correspondent Margie Mason.
You had the tsunami, which in some areas reached up as high as 6 meters or 20 feet, and the wall of water was coming at a very, very high rate of speed. So anybody who did not take cover and run inland or get up in a sturdy structure up high, they would have been swept away by the wall of water.
Indeed, hundreds of people were on the beach in Palu for a festival when the tsunami struck, sweeping many away to their deaths in the giant waves. A typhoon has ripped through Japan, officials warning of strong winds and torrential rain. Evacuation orders were issued for tens of thousands of people over a widespread area, including more than 250,000 people in the city of Tokushima on the island of Shikoku. The storm is expected to hit northern Japan on Monday. Few Macedonians turned out to vote Sunday in a referendum on whether to change the name of their country, a move that could pave the way for it to join NATO and the European Union. According to election officials, only about a third of eligible voters cast ballots on Sunday, but more than 90% of those voting cast a ballot in favor of changing the country's name to North Macedonia. Macedonia's Electoral Commission said 2 days ago the referendum results would be declared invalid if less than 50% of the voters went to the polls. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurds voted Sunday to elect a new parliament for the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of Iraq. The vote took place in a year after a controversial independence referendum led to an armed crackdown by the Iraqi government. The president of Cameroon, Paul Biya, says his administration has pushed the militant group Boko Haram beyond Cameroon's borders. He told people in the northern part of the country that that is one of the reasons he should be reelected in October 7th. Biya was in the town of Maroua over the weekend in one of his rare outings from his presidential palace. He was there to launch his campaign. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzaga reports.
Women dressed in President Paul Biya's Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, CPDM party attire, are assuring Biya that they will vote for him to lead Cameroon in a new 7-year mandate beginning October 7. As Biya and his crowd of over 30,000 met at the Lamido Yayadairu Municipal Stadium, about 200 supporters of opposition candidate Maurice Kamto of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement Party, CRM, campaigned on the outskirts of Maroua. Biya, who is likely to win at the polls, has not announced that he will visit other regions of the country where there is or has been unrest.
Tesla and its CEO Elon Musk have agreed to pay a total of $40 million and make a series of concessions to settle a government lawsuit. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission allows Elon Musk to remain CEO of the electric car company, but requires him to relinquish his role as chairman for at least 3 years. Musk, who has an estimated $20 billion fortune, and Tesla are each paying $20 million to resolve the case, which stemmed from a tweet Musk sent in August, indicating he had the financing to take Tesla private. The fraud lawsuit had alleged Musk duped investors with misleading statements about a proposed buyout of the company.
A date has not been set for a meeting between President Trump and Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. That word coming Sunday from a senior White House official. Rosenstein is overseeing the special investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The New York Times recently reported that Rosenstein had suggested secretly recording Trump to obtain evidence to have him removed from office. He has issued 2 statements denying the allegations. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.